This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. Has an ad ever changed your mind about a brand? We've got one message on WhatsApp.
It says here, Johan said, I just love Thai ads. They always talk about a story that indirectly points back to the products. I just love Thai ads. I think they're funny.
Any Thai ads, whether the funny ones, whether the sentimental ones, the sad ones. And they're like 6-7 minutes. So it's just like a short film.
It is.
It's not an ad. It's a short film.
It's a short film, yeah.
And you're stuck there watching it. Whether it's on their MRTs, especially on their trains, they have it as well, where they put an ad on the train and then you're just stuck there. And I missed the station once before because of an ad.
That was going on.
It was a really funny ad. I was just waiting for it to come because I was telling my friend, we got to watch this ad.
There was one Thai ad with the dog in it. I remember he just to feed the stray dog.
Gentleman.
I think it was insurance.
Yes, insurance. And almost started crying and stuff. It's like, what is happening?
You know, you see, it does has an effect. So that's why, you know, even people on Instagram are saying in the poll, it does have an effect on them.
Do we have that? Do we have TV, screen monitors in trains?
We do. We have it in buses as well, RapidKL buses. Mm-hmm. We have it in the MRTs. We have it in the LRTs too. I think some newer LRT trains have these kind of digital TV screens that have ads built in into them. But anyways, you know, that's all like the new tech that we would have. What about the boomer generation?
The boomer story. So this is, you know, of course, this article is written by someone born in 65. He says he's technically not a boomer. You know, that comment from Chloe Swarbrick, who was a 25-year-old member of New Zealand's parliament, responded to the heckling by older members of a proposed zero carbon environmental legislation by retorting, okay, boomer. And that became a global phenomenon, right? So anyway,
it's like a meme, it's a movement, everything,
Okay, so anyway, this article said, you know, just be worried about it because it's going to be considered age discrimination under, this is in America, right? Federal Age Discrimination Employment Act. And I think also somewhat here, I don't think it's an act, but that could be an age discrimination when you say that to someone. So thanks to a new generation of workers who rightly value and fight for inclusivity, fairness, equal treatment, employers like myself must be very careful about any behavior in offices that may be considered to be derogatory, inflammatory, or dismissive against any particular gender, race, religion, national origin, disability, or sexual orientation. So that's because those very same younger workers who have fought so hard for equal treatment must also consider the feelings and rights of, the boomers, right? So, and you see what's happening also in US or I'm sure in Europe with all these implications that's come about. So just to be wary about it. But I think I want to get to the depth of this story, right? I mean, the whole idea of how millennials and all that was part of a marketing campaign, right? Mm-hmm. That was part of a marketing idea of how you want to put people in boxes so that you want to market to them differently. And that's where these terms come about. And along the way, like when you say millennial, right, it's been said like negatively.
Different connotation.
Different connotation, right? And so like with these kind of terms as well, so sometimes we have to be very wary of what we say. And I was just saying that we were having this conversation with Christine earlier on, right? And I said, sometimes you have to think of context, right? Mm-hmm. In context where it comes from, the intention of what people are saying. So in the early days, when we say someone is deaf and dumb, right? We don't mean it in a derogatory way, right? Mm-hmm. But then dumb became a bad meaning, right? Yep. So now you have to say physically impaired, visually impaired, you know, so then, you know, it's just the tone is in which it's being said. Mm-hmm. It's the manner is which is being said. So we always have to take into consideration context.
And it works both ways as well. So like, just like what the article mentioned, I think, you know, the same generation, they fought really hard, you know, to find this, you know, inclusiveness of whether it's age, gender, based, you know, whatever it is, right? Yeah. So, and people then have used that in the wrong manner.
Right.
Whether it's the, you know, using millennials in the wrong term, like you mentioned, Arf, you know, in the negative connotation. You know, I don't want to work with millennials because, you know, that's such a millennial behavior. That's not a millennial behavior. That's that individual's behavior itself, right? Yeah. And the same goes with now, I guess, the one in trend is the boomer, right? So now you have the, you know, different generations, not just millennials, but maybe the Gen Zs and all other kinds of generations then saying like, oh, then it must be fine to just say boomer instead of actually, you know, they addressing who they are instead of just addressing the group itself. And plus boomer is not something that came out as a marketing kind of campaign.
It's like,
It was just out of, you know, the fact that, you know, this person's voice was, you know, it's a parliament debate.
Yeah. Right.
And it was that split moment without ever thinking of like this could actually go far, because it was just trying to address something immediately and quickly. And then, you know, the internet picked it up.
Yeah.
And it became a meme.
And she also wasn't targeting like a specific group of people.
No, not at all.
Like boomers, mindset. If you're, you know, if you're less progressive, if you're more old school, if you're saying, but you're talking about things or championing things that shouldn't be relevant today, then people just say like, okay, boomer. But this whole thing that came out about, you know, you can get in trouble by calling people boomers, that, you know, you shouldn't be calling people boomers. It's the most boomer thing that could happen because everybody's been saying these things about millennials for a long time. They're like, oh, you entitled millennial, oh, millennials want this, want that. No one said anything about getting in trouble. No one said you can get in trouble for dividing millennials or discriminating millennials and age stuff. You know, the moment the boomer thing comes out, everyone's like, don't say that, you know, you can't call boomers, which, you know, in a way it's funny, because where was this when, you know, you were calling like Gen Zs and millennials.
Right.
Yeah. So I for me, like, and for us, like, you know, we don't use these terms at work. That's end of it, right?
Yeah, right.
You may use it with your friends, you know, as because then context is for pretty much, context is so important. Right. So it's, you know, within friends, you probably would have a better understanding of how the tonality was being said. Mm-hmm. When it comes to work, you got to be mindful that these kind of terms.
Just generally in life, right? If you're nice, you're nice. You're not. It's not because of your age or whatever. You know, if I dislike you, it's beyond pure merit that I dislike
about
you.
The individual
just a comment here from Kim Wai. He says, wait, hold on, so the boomers are upset and claims it's discriminatory, what about them calling journalists? And this is the point of our conversation, Kim Wai, right? I mean, I'll just share one little story before we end. Is when I used to work, I went on a project in India, and so in that room there was me and a Canadian, it was a global project, and an Indian gentleman who was much older, and he was asking me very politely, you know, asking, he didn't want to ask, are you married or not? And you have to understand, like, they use old English. So he says, Frida, are you a spinster? And then so the Canadian and I were just laughing, and he said, did I say something wrong? And it was just context. And if you didn't understand where that came from, you would have been insulted. But no, it is the right terminology.
Different
it's just that spinster has been used in a negative way now, right? Negative connotation, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. But that wasn't his intent. Mm-hmm. So again, you know, like context, so you can be insulted very quickly or just understand, they use English in a different way.
Where that person is coming from.
Right?
Yeah, you know, sometimes we overthink too much. And when we, I guess, you know, focus on the wrong things.
Yeah.
Too often. Mm-hmm. That, you know, things like that, you know, it's just, it may be wrong to other individuals, but, you know, in Frida's case, it was just something that, it was unique.
It just happened.
Anyways, thank you so much for all the messages that you've sent in on WhatsApp, Instagram, and on Twitter. We were asking you, how has an ad ever changed your mind about a brand? If so, let us know how. Thank you so much for the feedback. Following that, we spoke about...
How your IoT gift might be spying on the giftee.
Okay, and saying okay boomer could get you in trouble.
Or any kind of term, you know, whether it's millennial, Gen Z, it's at work especially as well. Coming up later at the 1 p.m. at the Breakfast Grill replay, Professor Nader Nunn is a noted Canadian economist that is perhaps best known for his research on the long-term effects of the slave trade on Africa. We speak to him on the topic of economic development, cultural economics, political economy, and international trade. Stay tuned for that. If you miss any parts of today's show, you can download the podcast now, available on the BFM website or the BFM app. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with Arvin Yuvaraj and Frida Liu. You've been listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.